Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
New X-Men teams revealed. It's Superman's birthday. Marvel sort of holding the line at $3.99. This is Comic Book Club News for February 29, 2024. This Wednesday saw the release of the annual Women of Marvel number 1. And while you should pick up the anthology issue anyway for great stories written by Gail Simone, Sarah Rees Brennan, Erica Schultz, and more, the surprise standout is the final story, titled The Future Is Here. Written by Celeste Bromptman, with pencils and inks by Layla Lays. That's because the story reveals a whole lot more about the post-Krakoa era X-Men teams. In fact, the teams are teased earlier than that in a foreword by Angelique Roche, who notes that, quote, Rogue and Kate Pryde will each be leading a new X-Men team. More to come as details on the summer 2024 X-Men launches are released. And then in the short story, we get to see Madame Web taken captive by Mr. Negative. While he wants her to show him his future, she instead does one of those classic, here's what's coming from Marvel in the next year, double page spread type things. Most of what we see has already been reported on this podcast, like Spider-Gwen getting trapped in the main Marvel universe, or Jackpot and Black Cat getting their own title. But the main event is three glimpses at the future of the X-Men. The first shows Rogue leading a team that includes Gambit, Wolverine in the classic yellow and blue, and Nightcrawler. The second shows Kate Pryde punching through the ground in front of Emma Frost, with three shadowy figures behind them. And the final glimpse is Storm back in her Mohawk era, giving some sort of speech while a crowd looks thoughtfully on. While this is far from here's your new X-Men and Uncanny X-Men titles, or Storm is running for president or something, it is a surprising drop of highly speculated about information in an unexpected way. And it just made Women of Marvel number 1 a must buy. Today is February 29th, aka Leap Day, which occurs once every 4 years. You knew that, but did you know that February 29th is also Superman's birthday? While there's a fair amount of debate and contradictory information about this, Leap Day was first named Superman's birthday in World's Finest Comics 164 from 1966. Assistant to the editor E. Nelson Bridwell answered a question about Superman's birthday based on a storyline in a recent comic in the letters page of the issue. There, he revealed Superman was born on a Kryptonian day that coincides with February 29th. That's the actual origin, but the birthday didn't really catch on until 1976's Super DC calendar, which listed birthdays for all of the DC characters as well as assorted holidays. In fact, according to the calendar, Bruce Wayne was born on February 19, Hal Jordan was born on February 20, and most hilariously, in a space next to Superman's birthday on February 29, there's a picture of the character we now all call the Captain that says, quote, Captain Marvel chose February 29 for his birthday too, which I don't think is a thing you can do, but it's very sad. Letters pages and merchandise calendars aren't actually canon though. All apologies to letters pages and calendars. But the date was canonized in 1985 Superman Annual No. 11, one of the greatest Superman stories of all time. Written by Alan Moore, with the art by Dave Gibbons, the story, For the Man Who Has Everything, establishes right at the top that Superman's birthday is February 29th, when Batman and Wonder Woman visit him at the Fortress of Solitude. There have been other dates mentioned. June 18 was the date the Kents celebrated Clark's birthday. In 1973's Superman 263, and April 18 is the day DC says Action Comics No. 1 hit stands, so that date has been used as Superman's birthday in comics as well. But ultimately, those dates have fallen by the wayside because they're just not as much fun. Happy birthday, Superman! May you leap day tall buildings in a single bound! Way back in 2011, DC Comics made a catchphrase out of their comic book pricing with the maxim, "Hold the line at $2.99." While that didn't last, Marvel is making a similar promise to retailers and fans that going forward, they'll hold the line at $3.99, except in a bunch of cases where they won't. The news, via ICV2, came during Marvel publisher Dan Buckley's speech at this past weekend's Comics Pro, which I promised I was done talking about here on the podcast, but I straight up lied. In his keynote, Buckley stated that, quote, "The bulk of the line will be $3.99. Number ones and top titles with top talent and top characters will be priced at $4.99. He further added that event books, one-shots, and anniversary issues, which currently sometimes stretch as high as $9.99, will also surpass $3.99, but will be more consistent to their pricing across the board. Honestly, not as catchy as what DC did, but we'll take it. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And if I've done my math right, Superman is 22 years old today. Weird! Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.